by how you do with the coronavirus, which may be the answer to the question, what is the road to victory going to look like for President Trump? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it's 3:30 as we take a look at the traffic conditions right now. We're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, 215 west at St. Rose. There's some lane restrictions there at St. Rose in the 215. That's contributing to a lot of congestion through that area. Moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Sahara, north 15 at Tropicana. Get a stalled vehicle still there. It's straddling the right lane, very, very close anyway. 95 north at Ann Road, so be careful through there. And remember, construction on Boulder Highway, that's between Sahara and Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV Director of Athletics Desiree Reed-Francois putting out an open letter to UNLV fans giving an update on the fall sports season, basically saying that they are waiting on the Mountain West Conference to make a final decision, but their primary commitment is to the health and safety of student athletes. Southern Nevada's high school football coaches deciding as a group to shut down team summer strength and conditioning programs. The belief is that there is no way that the high school football season is going to be starting on time. So at this point, there's really no reason to be going through these off-season activities. We'll see what high school sports ends up looking like once we get to the academic year.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for summer car maintenance, and our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99, plus a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. That means Tommy White will join us top of the hour. Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872, the business manager. And they're just a couple of weeks from turning the keys over to the Raiders on Allegiant Stadium. This is going to be so cool. I mean, it really honestly is. This hour of Live and Local is brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I know because I'm a patient. They fixed my impingement on my left rotator cuff. They fixed it without surgery, without drugs. It was so cool. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. That's what I did. I made the call to the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. The president just about an hour and a half ago took to the podium at the White House for the coronavirus task force briefing. And one of the things that he took questions, as he usually does, and he said that essentially he answered maybe the toughest question of them all. Will he be judged by the coronavirus and get rid of it? This was the president just about an hour ago.
Do you want the American people to judge you on the ballot in November by how you've handled this pandemic so far?
This, among other things, I think the American people will judge us on this, but they'll judge us on the economy that I created and that already we're creating. We're setting record job numbers, as you know. I think we're going to have a very strong year next year. I think we're going to have a very strong third quarter, a very good fourth quarter. But I think next year is going to be a record year, and I think they're going to judge me on that. I think they're going to judge me on the tax cutting and the regulation cutting, which nobody's ever done to the extent that we've been able to do it. On rebuilding the military, on how we've handled the VA. On the VA, we got Veterans Choice. Nobody thought that would be possible. That's been many decades. They've been trying to get Veterans Choice. It's called Choice, where they can go get a doctor if they have to wait online for 2 weeks or 5 weeks or 2 days. And frankly, that's been a great thing. Veterans Accountability, I think they'll judge me on that. They'll judge me on all of the things we've done. I don't think... And I think we can say this with surety, and it's never been even challenged in 3.5 years, the first 3.5 years, the first years of a presidency. I don't think any administration, any president has accomplished so much as we've accomplished, from energy to health to so many other things. And then this came in, and the plague, I call it the plague. The plague came in. Terrible thing. Should have been stopped. Wasn't stopped. It came in. We had to shut things down to save potentially millions of lives. We did that. And now we've started them up, and I think we've really started it up very successfully.
Yeah. There you have it, the president, just about an hour ago at the White House, and we bring it to you as it happens. Dr. Jerome Adams, do you know who he is? He is the Surgeon General, and he was talking about transmission of the COVID-19. And essentially how we stop it. We've seen this surge, and everybody's all up in arms about it, but deaths are down dramatically. The question is, how do we stop this thing? Let's go to cut six. This is Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, earlier today on cable news.
For schools to reopen safely, and I realize different states have different needs, but generally speaking, what needs to be done for the schools to be okay for kids to go back this August, this September?
Well, good morning, Gail, and thank you for that question. As you mentioned, I have a 16, a 14, and a 10-year-old, so this is very personal to me. And what I want people to know is the biggest determinant of whether or not we can go back to school actually has little to nothing to do with the actual schools. It's your background transmission rate. And it's why we've told people constantly that if we want to get back to school, to worship, to regular life, folks need to wear face coverings. Folks need to practice social distancing. Those public health measures are actually what's going to lower the transmission rate. And we've seen in Norway, we've seen in Denmark, that when they start with a low background transmission rate, they were able to safely reopen schools with minimal to no transmission among young people, particularly people under the age of 10 or 12. Now, CDC has recommendations
about
safe school.
What do you say, though, doctor? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I said CDC has recommendations for things that you can do in schools. But again, the most important thing is what we do outside of schools before we reopen to lower the transmission rate. The government has a role, but I want people to understand we as individuals have a role, too, to do what we can. And that includes wearing face coverings.
Okay, but you've still got teachers, you've still got parents that say wearing face coverings. Do you think that's really it? If your kids go back to school and they have face coverings, you think that's safe enough?
Oh, no, Gail, that's part of the equation when you're in school. What I'm saying is we need to be doing that now before schools open so that we can lower the transmission rate in schools. We also have to protect the older people, the teachers, the family members that these students may live with, because we know that the risk is low to the actual students, but we know that they can transmit to others. And so I don't want to in any way, shape, or form either diminish the potential impact to teachers. And we need to take measures to make sure we can protect those who are vulnerable either because they're older or they have chronic medical conditions.
There you have it, the Surgeon General. Believe him or not, you know, you can choose to believe him or not. One of the things that the Clark County School District is doing right now, even as we speak, they are trying to determine whether or not to start school with distance learning. No brick and mortar, no 2 days a week and 3 days at home, 5 days a week at home. I'm just telling you, folks, it's not going to work. They have not proven they can actually teach kids in that manner. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll also get some of your phone calls. And I want to see, you know, from your perspective, as a parent's perspective, what that means. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll go to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Alzheimer's Association, over 5.5 million Americans over age 65 are living with Alzheimer's. Considering the fact that every 68 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the average cost of long-term care is approaching $7,000 monthly, what should somebody with Alzheimer's do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehi. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about little-known laws and techniques that allow them to create tax-free money to pay for long-term care, even if they already have Alzheimer's. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive and Travelers and Safeco and all those ones you see on TV. Call 702-714-1060. They're waiting for your call right now. The quote is free. It won't cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. One of the things we'll be doing top of the hour is talking about what these final week, and we're down to just weeks, a couple of weeks, before we have a Raider stadium. Yeah. And Mark Davis, I guess Mark Davis said yesterday, day before, that he was not very optimistic about having fans in the stands for the opening of the Raider season. Which really, I mean, it's disappointing, but not surprising. It's not what we had expected. But unfortunately, that's kind of where we are. Meanwhile, the school district is trying to figure out, even as we speak, if a staff recommendation is the way to go. That essentially, we will open the school year with the kids at home. You tell me. You tell me what's right. To me, nobody has proven that kids learned a lick when they were at home in March and April and in May. They didn't learn anything. Now you tell me, is this the way to begin the school year? With the kids at home? And what are you parents going to do? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And what are parents supposed to do? Can you just leave the kids? Can you just leave them? You can't. 7-8-year-old kids, you're not going to leave them at home alone doing distance, doing the distance stuff. Of course you're not. Of course not. Anyway, that's what the school district, though, is planning. And that they're going to get kids all the a gazillion Chromebooks. What do they have, like 300,000 kids in the Clark County School District? And they're going to get everybody a Chromebook? Chromebooks, believe it or not, I saw something on the news last night. Chromebooks are back ordered to, I think, sometime in October. You can't get Chromebooks. And that's how they're planning on educating our kids. Now, let me just ask you, how many of you out there honestly believe that your child will get a good education home 5 days a week? I don't see a lot of hands raised. That's the problem that we are facing. And this whole thing of how do we educate our kids? There are kids that are falling behind right now, even as we speak. This would be what is better known as the summer slide. But it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. If kids begin the year this way, is this a way to educate our kids? And by the way, the gazillions of dollars that we're spending on education, is this really a good way to spend our taxpayer dollars? I don't think it is. I'm sorry, but I just don't think it's a good way to spend our money. And I'm going to tell you something. What we're going to find is we're going to find that kids that were getting ready for fourth grade are going to regress and be at third grade reading level or math level. I'm sorry, but that's, I can't find an educator that likes the idea of distance learning. Maybe for the older kids, for the 9 through 12 or whatever, high school, that they may be more adept. Who is it that's going to teach these kids how to use these Chromebooks once they get a Chromebook in the household? I don't know how this is going to work, folks. And I'm scared to death of this thing. Because I'm absolutely convinced that our kids, who are already 50 out of 50 in so many categories, they're going to fall further and further and further and further and further behind. That, to me, is a problem. We're going to take a quick break. We'll give you a little preview of what's ahead. We're going to be talking about the stadium. Something positive. Yeah, and every time I drive by there, I want to poke my head in the door. I know I can't, but I really do. I can't wait to see this place. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and the wide variety of the latest electric bikes. Have you seen the e-bikes? They're really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I had a chance to hear from Donna Brazile. She has now returned to sanity, and she is now a Fox News contributor. She was pleased when Biden came out yesterday, I guess, and said he has 4 African-American women on his shortlist. Those aren't the only ones. And he's not guaranteeing that one of them is going to get picked. I think it's going to be Kamala Harris. But anyway, here is Donna Brazile, the former chair of the DNC.
I think the vice president consideration of 4 black women is really remarkable. I was around in 1984 when former Vice President Walter Mondale did not consider a black woman. And it was a very insulting thing not to consider. Eventually, he chose Geraldine Ferraro. I worked on that campaign. But this is, as you know, a new day, a new moment, and a new opportunity. And the 4 black women he is considering, they're all qualified to be president on day one. And that is the most essential quality that you're looking for. Just give me a moment.
He didn't say that's what his decision would be. His words were, the question was, are you committed to naming a black woman as your vice president's running mate? I am not committed to naming any, but the people I've named, among them are 4 black women. So there's some wiggle room in here, Donna, as to whether or not he goes in that direction. You'd agree on that, correct?
Absolutely. Look, I'm sure that they're still in the process of vetting. They have to interview these candidates. They have to really discuss with them some of the issues that come up in the vetting process. I've also been at that table as the campaign manager for Al Gore back in 2000. I'm excited that 4 black women or 5 black women are being considered because I know that they are qualified to be president on day one. They will help Joe Biden expand the map, reach voters that perhaps may not be interested in participating in this election cycle. So I look forward to the announcement, but I am strongly in support of having a black woman on a ticket for obvious reasons.
Thanks, Donna Brazile. But it doesn't mean there will be. All it means is there are 4 on the short list right now. And by the way, that could get vetted down to 2 or 1 before we get too much further. Stick around, more to do. We're going to talk about Allegiant Stadium, something positive. We need some positive news. So we're going to talk with Tommy White. And we're going to find out, is this thing going to open on time? We'll find out. It's all coming up right here. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las